This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, yes, I'm back. I'm back in the chair. And yes, we will do Medal of Honor Tuesday an hour from now, since I was out yesterday and missed Medal of Honor Monday. That's one of the things that's coming on the show. Yes, we're going to discuss the media running cover for Biden's auto pen. Why would they do that now? I thought this was old news. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss at length more what's happening at the Secret Service after the Trump assassination attempt. We're going to talk about, well, we are going to have to address what Trump said today about the Epstein files. Is Fauci finally going to go to prison? We'll do a bunch of emails. We got a win at SCOTUS. Apparently, we're just going to stay all in Ukraine. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let me ask you something before we get to the stories of the day. You a sibling? You have siblings? Lots of people do. If you don't, if you're an only child, that's fine. But most people have siblings. Was there ever a point in your life where you thought you were treated not equally to your sibling? They got an extra Dorito. You didn't. Mom, dad, they let them stay out till midnight in high school. You have to be home at 11. Was there ever a moment where your sibling you felt was given unequal treatment? Of course, everyone has had that moment. Now, let me ask you this. When I asked you that question a second ago, why could you remember it? Even if you couldn't remember the specific thing, and you probably could have, you remembered immediately that moment or moments where your sibling was treated better in some way than you were. Why? Because every human being is created with a sense of justice inside of them, a desire for justice inside of them, a desire that everybody is held to the same rules, the same standards, that it doesn't matter, rich, poor, tall, short, beautiful, Chris, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, everybody's held to the exact same standard. There is a sense of justice that is created in you. We are created to seek it out. We want it. And when we feel like we don't get it in some way, especially when it's personal, when we feel like we've been done in a wrong in a way that other people haven't been done wrong, it sticks with us. It bothers us. To this day, when some idiot radio host brings it up, you remember when your sister was allowed to go to prom and you weren't. You remember it. Now, there are a few different stories out there, and we're going to kind of merge them all together, because at least for tonight on our show, I see the exact same theme. And the theme is this. I'll go ahead and give it away before we dig into all the stories. Normal Americans, normal people, not elites, not high up government employees, normal people just like you have been getting the sense year after year after year after year that powerful people in government and otherwise, they get away with crimes. They get away with evil things you would never be able to get away with. And that sense of injustice has been grinding on you, hasn't it? It's been grinding on me. I'll use this as a first example because it's one of the ones that it made me so angry. I mean, you remember, I don't yell a lot on the radio. I don't like that. I don't like stressing you out. I don't like stressing me out. But when we were in the middle of all the COVID insanity, the restrictions, standing 6 feet away from someone, the dumb masking, and with all the COVID insanity, you remember what bothered me so much, same thing that bothered you, that the elites were allowed to do whatever they wanted to do, and you weren't. If they wanted to get on a plane and go down to Florida on the beach, they did it. They wanted to go out to eat with their friends, they did it. Gavin Newsom, on the same day he told you a list of things you weren't allowed to do in California, he went and gathered with like 30 of his friends at the nicest restaurant in California and partied it up. Dr. Birx gets on television and tells you Thanksgiving's coming. Hey, no extended family for you. I'm just giving you a rule. No extended family. Finishes the interview, takes the lapel mic off of her, hops on a plane and goes and parties with her extended family. Republicans and Democrats alike giving you rules. You're not allowed to open up your restaurant. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to go to school. You're not allowed to do this. And they didn't follow a single one of them. And it created in you a thinking, a sense that we don't have justice in this country, that elite people are held to a different standard. And they were trying to cram that vaccine down your throat. Over and over and over again. You got to take it. You got to take it. You got to take it. It's safe and effective. It's safe and effective. You better take it. It'll prevent COVID. Okay, it won't prevent COVID, but it'll prevent the spread. Okay, it won't prevent the spread, but it'll slow it down. Okay, it won't slow it down. Over and over and over again. We got to the point in this country where the president of the United States of America essentially threatened us. Remember when Joe Biden sat there and looked at the camera and uttered those words, words that I still lose my mind when I think about them. The American president saying that to the people. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. Excuse me? Who the heck do you think you are? Your patience is wearing thin? A sense that the elites could do whatever they wanted, and you couldn't. It bothered me. It bothered me a lot. Now we have this little audio. It's a little rough, courtesy of James O'Keefe. Speaking of all that, Johnson & Johnson's lead scientist, listen to this.
Do you have any idea the lack of research that was done on those products?
Joe Biden says that it's safe and effective. But, like, he didn't know.
There's no proof. I mean, none of that stuff was safe and effective. But we didn't do the typical test. Like, the typical process, that's why it takes so long to get a product on market. The typical process is all this clinical trial testing and stuff in a small population. This was just, let's test it on some, you know, lab rock models, analyze and see if it works and stuff like that, and just throw it to the wind and see what happens.
They took something completely untested and unproven and threatened you with your job if you didn't take it. Maybe it cost you your job. But it didn't cost them their job. It didn't. And the sense of injustice for the people who did that to us. People like Dr. Fauci. And I have a headline right here. Rand Paul says Biden's auto pen puts Fauci back in his crosshairs. Well, I don't want to be a downer. I certainly don't. And I don't want to be a cynic, but Dr. Fauci's never going to go down for what he did to you, for what he did to this country. He's never going to be held to account. And you know it. I know it. As much as I want it, as much as I want justice, as much as you want justice, it's not coming. It's not. Well, Biden's auto pen signed the pardon. You're probably right. That's not right. You're right. Oh, but that means Fauci's going down. No, he's not. Come on. You know that. You know that. A sense of injustice is really growing in the American people. And politicians on every side, government employees on every side, they don't seem to understand it. They don't seem to get the simmering anger and, frankly, hatred that is growing in the American people, that we are always held to account. We will be fired. We will be arrested. We will be this. We will be that. And they never are. Ever. I ranted about it a little bit last week.
The Secret Service, it's another story. Same type of thing. The Secret Service is tasked with protection. One of their many duties, but that's obviously the one they're most known for, probably their main one. Protecting people, presidents, former presidents, first ladies, and whatnot. They allowed Donald Trump to get shot in the head. Corey Comparator did get shot in the head and lost his life. And these things happened because the Secret Service allowed some nutball assassin to take a rooftop 148 meters in an elevated position above the President of the United States of America. And nobody got fired? Oh, but actually, there's a little bit more detail to that. Let's talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, before we do anything else, let's get rid of your pain. The pain in your life. The physical pain that nags you day after day after day after day. It is life-sucking. I have not only gone through periods of time in my life where I have experienced it, I have people currently in my life who have this thing. Well, I hurt my knee. My knee always hurts, so I can't go walk the dogs anymore like I used to. I can't play racquetball. My shoulder bugs me, so I can't golf. I can't. It's all a list of, I want to do this, but I can't. Let Relief Factor help you. And hey, listen, maybe it doesn't work for you. You're only out $19.95. 3 weeks of Relief Factor is $19.95. Take it for 3 weeks. It's a supplement, 100% drug-free. If your pain isn't better after 3 weeks, just don't order anymore. Is $19.95 worth the effort to get rid of that pain? ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, talking about the sense of injustice we have right now, that there isn't justice in this country. Elites get away with it. Government employees get away with everything. You always held to account. Always. And so I used the example of COVID in the beginning, but now let's talk briefly again about the Secret Service thing we talked about. We have these reports coming out from the Senate now, and we're learning things. We're learning amazing things, not only about the Biden administration hiding threat intelligence, but we learned that the Secret Service, who very much failed to protect the president that day in every possible way, they took four junior agents and suspended them, some as little as 10 days. Max was, I believe it was 42 days. Max suspension. You know what happened to the supervisors? They got promoted. Did you know that? Donald Trump was about to be the Republican nominee. He was already the Republican president of the United States of America. Former, I realized that. And the Secret Service allowed an assassin to take a rooftop 148 meters from his head, shoot him in the head, and blow Corey Comparator's brains out, and they promoted the people who were in charge that day. That's not justice. What would happen to you at work if you failed as badly as they failed? What would happen? It wouldn't be a promotion, I promise you that. Let's move on to a different one. I know people, some people at least, they say this is old news. Old news, it's old news this, it's old news that. Let's talk about Joe Biden's auto pen. You know, Donald Trump keeps bringing this up, and he's not wrong.
Look, the auto pen, I think, is maybe one of the biggest scandals that we've had in 50 to 100 years. This is a tremendous scandal. And I know the people on the other side of the, see that desk, that Resolute desk? Unfortunately, he used it before me. But, you know, we have our choice of seven desks. They're all beautiful, but I chose the Resolute, and so did he, unfortunately. But the people on the other side of the Resolute desk, I know them. Lisa, the whole group, and they're no good. They're sick people. And I guarantee you, he knew nothing about what he was signing. I guarantee it.
Lisa, the Lisa he mentions there is Lisa Monaco. Remember, Victoria Nuland, Lisa Monaco, Jill Biden, Anita Dunn, committed America-hating communists, were handed the powers of the presidency for 4 years. You look at headlines like this, plane hijacker, child predators, and murderers, ICE nabs more than 1,300 illegals in Houston. Joe Biden's administration spent 4 years intentionally filling this country up with every single evil, violent dirtball from every single corner of the planet in an attempt to destroy the country. And they were able to do this because Joe Biden sat in the corner sucking his thumb while communists like Anita Dunn were allowed to destroy the United States of America. And now some people are saying, let's move on, let's move on, let's move on. No, when you hand this woman the keys to the presidency, we are not going to move on.
Actually come from two of my favorite political philosophers, Mao Zedong and Mother Teresa, not often coupled with each other, but the two people that I turn to most. In 1947, when Mao Zedong was being challenged within his own party on his plan to basically take China over, Chiang Kai-shek and the nationalist Chinese held the cities.
Yeah, you got it. She loves Mao Zedong. She just ran the presidency for 4 years. There are people out there saying, I want to move on. I want to move on. But this is exactly why we cannot move on. We cannot move on because this way of thinking has doomed us. Elites, part of the reason they get away with doing the most horrific things to you, to the people of this country, is because people are so tired, so mentally exhausted, new scandal after new scandal, new problem after new problem, that when you bring up something like COVID or Joe Biden's presidency or even the assassination attempt on Donald Trump from a year ago, there is a human temptation to say, that's in the past, let's move on. That's in the past, let's just move on. I'm tired of talking about it, let's move on. I'm sick of it, we have bigger problems, we have present problems, let's move on, let's move on, let's move on. Can't we just move on? I have news for you. If that's your way of thinking, and it's many people's way of thinking, it's human. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. But if that's your way of thinking, you know who loves that? They love your mentality. The evil, corrupt monsters who are destroying this country every single day. When they hear people like you say, let's just move on. I don't care. Let's move on. It's like music in their ears. They think, yes, yes. Hopefully everybody in this country just wants to move on. Never hold me to account for my deeds. You have bigger problems right now, right? You have bigger fish to fry. Just move on. No big deal. No, 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 no. It has to stop somewhere, sometime. It has to stop. In fact, we'll touch on the Biden stuff a little bit more. We'll touch on, well, the media knows it's a big deal. And they're dying for you to move on. I'll play you something you're going to be amazed by in a moment. Before I do that, I'm amazed by IQ Sense. I'm amazed that there is a wireless cooking thermometer that I never have to stress about. I never have to stress about screwing up whatever meat I'm cooking. And I have done that so many times. You know how many times I've ruined pork chops? How about you, Chris? I'm kidding. You know how many times I've ruined pork chops, briskets, or steaks, or chicken? Because you overcook it, or I've done this before, I'll overcook one, and then the next time, I pull it off too soon. Oh, hey, it's no big deal if the chicken is pink and a little runny, right? Get a wireless cooking thermometer from Chef IQ. It's known as the IQ Sense. You put it in the meat, and then you throw it in the oven, or on the grill, or on the smoker, on the stove, whatever. Your phone will tell you when the meat's done. Because you cook meat perfectly by cooking meat to temperature. Perfect meat every single time. Go to chefiq.com and use the promo code Jesse. That saves you 15%. chefiq.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. So good to be back. If you missed me, I should say, you can download the show, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You want to email the show, you can, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So we're not going to move on. We're not going to let the auto pen thing go, because that's how the elite people get away with crime after crime after crime. The people themselves, you, me, we let it go. We move on. I'm done. I've got bigger fish to fry. I'm not worried about it. You know who is worried about it? Very, very worried about it? The communists. There's a reason segments like this are running on MSNBC. And it's not because they're anxious to hold Joe Biden to account.
NBC News conducted an analysis of the communications that the chair of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, has used to bring in former members of the Biden White House to ask them questions about Biden's use of the auto pen and his cognitive decline in office. And what we discovered is that of the 16 letters that Comer sent to these staffers, that they were all signed with the use of a digital signature, meaning that he did not actually sign these documents himself, similar to what he's accusing President Biden of not doing. Now, what he did do was use a wet signature, as it's called.
That's the American media running cover for Joe Biden. That's what that is, you see. Joe Biden and the auto pen scandal is such a big deal that the New York Times did an article that on its surface, it appeared like they were actually criticizing him. Well, okay, I mean, it turns out he did use the auto pen, but it was just, you know, as a final review process, and he had kind of approved it. But we both know the New York Times would never criticize communists. It's their job to promote communism and smash freedom. Why would they run that article? Well, one time when the boys were little, Bob made them sandwiches for lunch. And I was home, and I wanted to give him some chips. The boys wanted some chips. Bob said the boys had been eating poorly, and we should just give them some fruit. And I kind of backed away, and I said, okay, fine, just have some fruit. The boys ate their lunch. They ate their chips. And then when we weren't looking, neither of us were there, they went to the pantry, and they both ate all the chips. And I came back, and of course, I mean, they're little boys. I think they were 6 and 8 at the time, but it's disobedience. It's hilarious disobedience, but it's disobedience. And she's ready to murder both of them. You know, she wants to ground them, whatever. She wants to just lay the hammer down, take away their favorite toys, you name it. I pulled them aside and loudly scolded both of them. Why? Not to punish them. To show her that they had been punished and to help them avoid any real significant punishment. That's exactly why the New York Times ran an article on Joe Biden's auto pen. They ran that article because they know this is a gigantic scandal. It's a big deal. We had committed America-hating communists running the United States of America by auto pen for 4 years, and we can't move on. We can't shrug our shoulders and say it's over. And look, let's be honest about where we are. We want things like Joe Biden's pardons, his ridiculous pardons. He pardoned Fauci and Milley and these guys. We want those pardons to be taken away, and we want people to be brought to trial. And Rand Paul's saying things like this.
The only way we could actually get this into court is hopefully the DOJ would do their job, indict Anthony Fauci for the felony of lying to Congress, and then take it to court, and then they can plead that it, you know, he has been pardoned, but then the court could judge whether the pardon is valid. So the only way we get this into court is someone who's been pardoned will have to be indicted, and I would promote that Anthony Fauci is a prime specimen for this.
So I believe
he's not going to be indicted. I'm sorry. He's not. We're not going to get Ketanji Brown Jackson off of the Supreme Court because it was the auto pen. It's not going to happen. But we also can't just move on. We can't move on. We have to pursue these things as much as possible. And the people who hold power have to understand that what's happening in the country right now is a powder keg. It is a powder keg that is growing more and more volatile by the day. That powder keg is the anger at the American people at the lack of justice. You know what I saw the other day? Speaking of the Epstein stuff, in fact, I'll do a couple emails before I get to what Trump said today. I saw the other day there was this guy, a comedian, doesn't matter who he was, but he was one of the people who came out hard for Donald Trump in the election. He just did an interview and he said, I'm going to support Bernie Sanders from now on. The interviewer said, what? Why? He said, the Epstein stuff. Donald Trump made a promise. He didn't keep it. I'm going to read you two emails and then I'll play something Trump said today. Jesse, if Epstein is never discussed in the news again, it'll be too soon. I've never seen or heard more news coverage on something that really wouldn't affect anybody's lives, current or future. Yeah, let's just move on. Can't we just move on? It's old news. But then I get emails like this, lots of them, lots of them. Jesse, I know you're done talking about it, but Trump is messing this up more than any political issue I can remember. For someone who usually has his finger on the pulse, he couldn't sound worse. This is what Donald Trump said today. I'm not even sure Donald Trump realizes the powder keg is building.
She's given us just a very quick briefing, and in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, they were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden information, you know, we went through years of that.
The files were made up by Comey and Obama? Come on. Jeffrey Epstein was operating at the highest levels of power, apparently with the Central Intelligence Agency, since the 1980s. Come on. They're not made up by Democrats. Something happened. A lot of things apparently happened. And I don't know what Trump's reasoning is to take this line, because he's taken this line before. He did it last week. Why are we still talking about this? Let's move on. It's made up. It's a hoax. The Democrats made it up. But, Mr. President, the American people are tired of moving on. They're tired of being told every single time an elite gets themselves into trouble that we should just move on. Let's move on. No. I don't want to move on from COVID. I don't. I don't want to let it go. Evil people in this country abused you and abused me, and I don't want to let it go. I don't want to move on from the auto pen. Communists ran the United States of America for 4 years, and they lied about every single thing, and they destroyed my country, and I don't want to move on because it's old news. And I don't know what's still there or what's not there with Jeffrey Epstein. I've told you my theory. I think they destroyed all the evidence that could really hold anybody to account. And if that's the case, you need to tell us that. We need to be told that. I thought we had evidence, but the evidence isn't there. We think they withheld it. We think they destroyed it. We think, but don't feed me this. Don't feed me this bullcrap.
She's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, they were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden information, you know, we went through years of that with the.
The files weren't made up by Democrats. Come on. That sounds really bad. All the answers for why he would be saying that sound really, really bad. Sounds bad. Don't do that. The American people are tired of injustice and it has to stop. I'm going to move on from all this, but I just had to get that off my chest. We'll do some emails and we'll do Medal of Honor Tuesday and we'll do other things, probably lighten things up a little bit around here before we do that. You know, tariff day is coming. It's August 1st. Trump has said there's no extension. He's already announcing 19% on this country. We are going to see volatility in the markets. There's no way around that. No way around it. Maybe you think it's worth it, not worth it. I don't care. None of that matters, but you better be doing something to protect your retirement. I promise you that. Your retirement, you busted your butt for it. You put money away. Don't give it away because the market blows up. Come on. Get some precious metals as part of your retirement. Let Goldco do it for you. Let the company that has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau do it for you. Goldco has earned my business. I'm a customer. Over 6,000 five-star reviews. You can trust them with what you've earned, but don't wait. And definitely don't wait past August 1st. Just give them a call and talk to them. You just have to talk to them. 855-817-GOLD or go to jesselikesgold.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday, 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Tuesday because I wasn't here yesterday. But all right, one more word on this. Tulsi Gabbard came out, said this about the deep state.
You think the campaign was hard? You think what President Trump went through was hard? And it was. The road ahead will not be easy. I can attest personally that in my work as the director of national intelligence, the deep state is fighting us every step of the way. And it exists within every single federal agency. And so I feel the same frustration that I see many of you expressing on X or in different platforms about why aren't things going faster? Why aren't we getting results more quickly? I feel this frustration every single day. We are pushing hard. Know that they are pushing hard back.
People better go down. People had better go down. And I just want to reinforce what I've said before. I don't mean suspended for 10 days without pay. If government people committed crimes with their office, and they did, they should go to prison for longer than normal people go to prison for. That's a fact. Let's do some emails. Jesse, you know what's really hurtful? Watching movies you loved as a kid with your kids and them bashing them for being, quote, so cringe. Did I already tell you about my kids in the movies? Maybe I already told you this story, but I've got to tell you it again because it's so unbelievably hurtful. You know I love my meathead boys. They mean the world to me. Ob loves them too, for some reason. And I wouldn't say we're a huge movie-going family, but that's only because of all the communist filth that's out there now in the movies. Whenever there's a movie we think we can see with the boys and it's not full of commie gayness and everything else, we are there. We are there every single time. So we love taking them to the movies. The boys, since my oldest has started driving, they will now buy movie tickets for only them, and they will go to the movies without us. And I know, Chris, it is rude. And so we confronted them on it because the first time we thought to ourselves, oh, that's so wonderful. They're so close, and they are very close. It's so nice that these brothers want to do it. But then they did it again, and they did it again. And finally we went and we said, why are we never invited to the movies with you? And they explained that we laugh at things that they don't consider funny and they find it embarrassing. Isn't that hurtful? That's just wrong. Hey, Jesse, my six-year-old daughter discovered that ranch dressing makes chicken tenders amazing and delicious. It was a proud day for me. What is the best store-bought ranch dressing? I've always been a Hidden Valley, but is there one out there? Okay, one, Hidden Valley is my go-to as well. But Ken's Steakhouse makes a good ranch. Chris, have you ever had any Ken's Steakhouse dressings? They do. They're in every grocery store. Dude, they're really good. They have good ones. I probably would still go Hidden Valley over Ken's. What, Chris? What? I'm not going to listen to your insults on ranch right now, Chris. Okay? You know what? I shouldn't have even asked you. I should have asked someone with taste. But that actually leads me perfectly to this. I just brought up my sons. I'm very proud of my sons. They really are fine young men, but there is something that really grades on me. They're not sauce guys. They don't dip things. The French fries, they just eat them. Hot sauces, a little interested. I mean, my oldest will put some on his eggs if I am, but doesn't go get the hot sauce. Ranch, they'll get chicken tenders and eat them without dipping them in anything. Isn't that just awful and odd? Can you imagine what I go through as a father? It's brutal. Jesse, I listened to your cultural communism summary, such as Wednesday, July 9th, and I've read it in the book also. That was last Wednesday. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, if you're interested in that one, we kind of broke down cultural Marxism and how we got there and whatnot. And he said, anyway, you may be leaving out a primary piece of the three-step creep, labor unions. What are the similarities for USA, organized labor? Well, labor unions are one of those things that the communists did talk about. They wanted everything to be unionized. And I don't know that I'm going to lump all of America's unions in with that. I am a bit jaded on this because I grew up in construction and I was never in a union. I never even worked for a union company, but we worked with a bunch of union companies. I'm still friends with a bunch of union guys that are, I mean, to the right of me, you know. But the reason they're so ripe for communist infiltration, labor unions are, is because it's a collective. Whenever you find any kind of a collective, and a collective that is a collective for the purpose of evening things out, making things more fair, you know, that's the essence of, or at least how the labor unions sell themselves. Some actually do it, most don't, but that's how they sell themselves. Hey, we deserve a bigger piece of the pie, better benefits, more money. I know me as an individual worker, I'm not powerful enough to arrange that. But if all of us get together as a union, then we collectively are so powerful, we can make those things happen. Well, that's one of those things that's like peanut butter and jelly. It just goes together. It just goes together. Whenever you have a large organization of people who have organized themselves in order to get more from somebody, that's going to be ripe for communist infiltration. And America's labor unions have been. That was a big little foot in the door, if you will, for Soviet communism. But that's not every union, not at all. And it's definitely not every union member. It's most unions' leadership, though, if we're being honest. That's what it turns out to be. Now, let's set all that aside. Let's do a brief little bit of history. I'm just kind of in the mood to do some history around our Medal of Honor Monday. I know it's Tuesday, but around our Medal of Honor Mondays segment, which is coming up a minute from now. Before we get to that, Legacy Box. Stop avoiding it, please. Legacy Box, digitizing all your home pictures and home movies. It's one of those things, you put it off until it's too late. You do. You put it off. No, I don't need to do it. I don't need to do it. And then boom, tonight, your house might flood tonight. One water line away from losing grandpa's old picture. Lightning strike, electrical fire. Tonight, all those home movies gone. Baby album gone. And you can't replace it, can you? Can't go back in time. The beauty of Legacy Box, though, is you only have to do it once. Once you digitize these things, they're on a thumb drive and or on the cloud. They're forever. Flood after flood, fire after fire, whatever may come, you still have those memories forever. And most importantly to me, generations of Kellys I will never meet, they'll get to see my dad. Home movies, wedding pictures. That's powerful, man. That's a powerful way to hand down your legacy. Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/Jesse. Get 50% off. legacybox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.